October 26, 2021, public hearing on local law number 3 of 2021 at 6:35, public hearing on local law number 4 of 2021 at 6:40, a month-end meeting at 6:45, and a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Yep.
Public hearing on proposed local law number 3 of 2021 in relation to park hours. And the purpose of the public hearing is years ago, decades ago, I think, the town board at the time included in its local ordinance the specific hours of operation for our recreational facilities, which I believe is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that does not give the town board any discretion in adjusting those hours. So we thought it was prudent to change the ordinance to allow the town board to have the authority at its discretion to change hours as necessary to meet the season. So that is the purpose of the public hearing. So with that, I'd ask the clerk to read the notice of the public hearing in the record.
Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on October 26, 2021 at 6:35 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2021. If adopted, Local Law Number 3 of 2021 would repeal Section 102-1 park hours and replace it in its entirety with language allowing town park hours to be set by resolution of the town board. Written comments on Local Law Number 3 of 2021 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law Number 3 of 2021 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. That was published on October 16th.
Thank you. And so the actual text of the local law, very brief, reads that Section 102-1 of the Code of the Town of Monroe will be amended to read as follows. Section 102-1 shall be repealed in its entirety, and new Section 102-1 shall be as follows. 102-1 to read, town park hours shall be set from time to time by resolution of the town board. So, has any member of the public signed up requesting to speak?
I'll look. See from the side, let me just check.
And while we're checking that, have we received any correspondence?
No, we have not.
Nope, there's no one raising their hand.
So I'll ask if any member of the public wishes to be heard on full local law 3 of 2021. Public hearing in relation to proposed local law 4 of 2021 in relation to solar energy systems pilots. And ask that the clerk please read the notice of public hearing in the record.
Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on October 26, 2021 at 6:40 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 4 of 2021. If adopted, Local Law No. 4 of 2021 would be included in the Code of the Town of Monroe as Solar Energy System Pilot Law of the Town of Monroe, New York. Written comments on Local Law No. 4 of 2021 can be submitted to the Town Clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 4 of 2021 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the Town's website. Published October 16th.
Thank you for that. Just a couple items before we invite the public to weigh in. Can you have a microphone? In New York State, that's much better. In New York State, the state mandates that the assessor's office accept form RP 487 under the real property tax law in relation to solar and wind exemptions. And what this does is it exempts the value of all real property associated with solar projects from property taxes for 15 years. And this recent change to the real property tax law is part of the state's effort for New York State to go green under a former governor, there was adopted legislation that would make the state obtain 50% of its energy through renewable resources by 2030, if I'm not mistaken. So to ensure that no tax dollars are lost, the town is allowed to enter into a pilot agreement with solar developers or the system owners. Pilot money is collected in annual payments. They cannot exceed the amount of tax that would have been owed without the exemption in place. Typically, pilots are negotiated for a 15-year duration, and then there's a one-time extension of another 10, after 10 years for another 15 years. The taxing jurisdictions have the option to opt out of accepting these exemptions and allow solar farms to be fully taxed. If you recall, the town board did not opt out. So the town of Monroe, Saratoga County, or the Southwest Falls School District, actually all three of them have not opted out of this proposal. However, Hudson Falls School District, which received revenue from property that's in their school district in our industrial park, has opted out of accepting the exemption. They did this way back in 1991. I dare say probably before solar energy was the technology was refined. So anyway, that's the background on it. This gives the town the ability to negotiate those contracts, and the purpose of the public hearing is to allow the public to weigh in on the proposal. So at this time, I would ask any member of the public if they wish to be heard on proposed local law number 4 of 2021. And while we're checking anybody online, have we received any correspondence to the end of the record?
No, I have not.
That's right. It doesn't appear that anybody online has opted to raise their hand to be heard. So nobody here.
Okay, so I'll ask one more time if anybody wishes to be heard on proposed local law number 4 of 2021.
I did have a question. Something they said about how it would be 15 years with a possible extension.
After 10 years, you can extend
after
15, correct?
After 15, you can extend for 10.
Oh,
after 15, so 25 total, you could potentially. If it's not extended, can the property be taxed after 15 years?
Once the exemption expires after 15 years, the property is on the assessment roll and is fully taxed.
Okay. At what level is it?
By year 15, the value of the solar is reduced drastically. I can't give you an exact number because I would have to know all the
costs. Well, you know, like within the industrial park, you know, there's next example, I could do a project down there. And we're offering a pilot for 15 years, being an industrial property. And I'm just thinking that would that value of the property be greater than the value of the property being industrial or agricultural area? Or would it be the same?
That's something that we have to look into on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Any member of the public should be heard? Hearing none, close the public hearing.
I thought there was a hammer for that.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. Do you have a folder?
I do.
According to the voucher, representative company spoke with personnel tile outside, issue a gas pump losing prime. They're unable to verify, they check the clock gauge against track tank monitor, both match up their financial product. They found a lost transaction to be 9.6 gallons on the split pump. Removed worn belt, installed new. Removed vent pumping unit, checked valve and bypass valve assemblies. Both in good working condition. Reassembled, verified packing nut on ball valve type. Verified 1.5 inch unions type. Tested many times. Pumping unit acts like there's a blockage. They will need to return the 2 minute. That was on. Well, they have a service date all on the 14th, but they indicated in the voucher that they had to return on the day. Then the following day, they traveled shop further, found a meter not returning, two stage valve between filter and meter not opening, installed filter bypass, a snap tap assembly, pumping in mixed pressure, and pulled product. Site of the new valve. With solenoid and meter, sent photos to BS. The premises of the gas boy has a tank top pump for the pumping unit in the cabinet. We'll also need filter bypass removed and new 405-10A-AD filter installed. That was on the 15th. And then, looks like on the 21st, so we should have moved back to second day, Thursday. Gas boy 50 meter for 920K miles. Without coil. Looks like a little looks like, well, actually on that day they removed the existing valve meter assembly, swapped any parts. And then on the 23rd. Need to replace at this 9800 CPU, BD at pump number 2, gas pump purge, reset the post position, Petrobend FSC 2000, make software test all over the unit. So, I don't know what you'd like to do with this option this evening.
Well, it's not going to get any, the charge will not be any less, I think, if we wait on that thing. I guess we weren't aware of all the charges that were going to come our way. The work's been done. I guess it's not probably the protocol we wanted to see carried out.
But well, I think the town needs to be made aware of an ongoing project. This speech, I think, rest that we haven't fixed it, and we need to do some more.
Well, I get it. So I look at this and I think about it as being an emergency type repair. And we should have been informed about it up front. Getting it at this point, I mean, the first hour that the pumps were down was when we were talking about the bill for the bills last week or 2 weeks ago. It would have been nice to hear up front, but I'm also in that thought of a company did come in and work for the town. And it was necessary for the operation to go. So my thought is okay.
I agree with John. The other thing is, it sounds like from the description and the voucher, is that they kept finding more and more stuff. So it would probably be hard for the department head to figure out when the $2,000 limited in reach. If these guys just kept finding stuff, and it has to be repaired. So I'd say we would go ahead and pay.
And the next one is for the LA Group PC. We have invoices for August and September, which are higher than the contracted amount of town. And this was a result of increased number of meetings for zoning and planning. The total amount of vouchers would be $13,127.50. I have another voucher from Highway. It's from, in relation to mowing the landfill, which we have tabled before, and I'm asked that to table again this evening because the department is not here to answer some specific questions. Mainly what I have is the first time we mowed it this year, it took 39 and a half hours, and last year it took 20. And the previous year, the second mow took 25 hours, and this year, I'm sorry, yeah, 25 hours this year, last year it took 27 hours. Also, the rates that the town is being charged, presumes the equipment is new, brand new, and doesn't take into account depreciation, and I think the town should be treated fairly in recovering the costs for reimbursement for the highway account. So I do have more questions for the highway superintendent. I was hoping to have an answer today, but I will be back next. So I'm going to table that one. So while we're getting signatures on those two vouchers, we need to perform some transfers. There's three of them. The first one, entertain a motion that $32,169.83 be transferred from account DB5142.1, which is Highway Snow Removal Personal Services. That the same amount go to account DB5110.1, which is Highway General Repairs Personal Services. And this is a result, and this is for the Highway Department's paving payroll. If you recall, we do the budget, we always split the cost between snow removal and general repairs, because we never really know what the labor costs are going to be. Beginning this year, 2021, we do have Highway accounting accurately for how much time is spent doing each. So we'll be able to report to the board at the end of this year, which will be very helpful in the budget coming up. So I would entertain a motion. Do I have a motion and a second on that item?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next transfer is for $309. $309 from account A1990.4, which is a general contingent account. That the transfer to account A4220.4, which is general narcotics control, and the purpose of the transfer of the funds for DOT drug testing and current employees.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And finally, entertain a motion to transfer $1,498.03 from account DB5112.493.4, which is Highway Improvements Blacktop Nova Chip, to account DB5110.493, which is Highway General Repairs Road Materials. And the purpose of this transfer is to purchase road materials for the Highway Department.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else for all?
No, sir.
Thank you very much, Janet.
You're welcome.
So, this time I entertain a motion to pay the bills as possible.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Janet. This
thank
is,
you.
They're outside. Sure.
Great.
You can take this one. So
all right. Thank you.
And
future plans.
That was audited. So I'm in motion to close out.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very much. Item one on the agenda this evening is approval of minutes. I don't know if we can take them all together and actually can. Entertaining the motion to approve the minutes of September 28, 2021, which is the August meeting, as well as the regular town board meeting on that same day.
So moved.
So moved.
Oh, I wasn't present. Ken.
Nope.
Withdraw your motion.
I withdraw my motion.
So moved. Is there a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
No. Okay.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Have a stand. One abstention.
Okay. Lost my agenda. I'm distracted.
And then we have budget workshops for October 6th and 7th. I believe everyone's present.
Yes.
Okay, what's the motion? Yeah, what's the motion to move those?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the budget workshop meeting for October 6th and 7th.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Motion carried unanimously. I don't have it listed on the agenda, but there is another set available for October 12th, which was a regular town board meeting. But I didn't have a chance for you to take it up the next meeting.
So we'll take the next meeting.
Incredible job with their efforts under the leadership of Commissioner Dan Cools. Actually, I'll be having a press conference Thursday morning at 10:30, where we'll be announcing some exciting news, where we have been chosen to have a pilot program in conjunction with Saratoga County and Southland Falls Central School District in relation to adjusting quarantine time based on protocol. CDC has been working very closely with our commissioner, and this pilot program will be evaluated to see if it's something they want to implement across New York State and other regions of the country, depending on what the numbers indicate. So I'll have more information on that Thursday at 10:30 at Saratoga County.
If I may add, the timing on that, I don't know if it was by chance or what, but before I came here tonight at 6 o'clock on the news, Mark Mulholland was at Tanglewood School with Superintendent of Schools Christine Orr. They interviewed a parent of her child, and they talked pretty much right about everything you just mentioned there. So the community is now aware that they heard, nearly heard the news.
Yeah, the press release that went out a couple hours ago. So, so we'll have more details on that to follow. Item 3 on the agenda is Local Law 3 of 2021 in relation to park hours. As I indicated earlier at the beginning of the public hearing that was held earlier this evening, the reason for the need for the public or the amendment to our local ordinance is that our code currently specifies that our recreational facilities shall be open between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. and provides for no flexibility on the part of the town. So the town board wanted to move forward to allow for that flexibility in establishing hours based on time of year, season, et cetera. And so we have the local law with us before us this evening. My recommendation would be to move for its adoption, especially since it's getting darker a lot sooner, and we should be able to have that flexibility moving into the winter sports at the back without running foul of the local code. So, have we got everything completed regarding
Yes, so you have before you parts 1, 2, and 3 of your short EAF for this unlisted action. Generally speaking, part 1 just describes that it is a local law. Part 2 is the impact assessment, where you go through and answer the questions to discern whether the adoption of the law will have any environmental impact. And then part 3 is your determination as to whether there will be a significant environmental impact. As I generally do with local laws of this type, I took the liberty of going through and identifying that the answer to each of the questions is that there will be no or a small impact will occur with the adoption of this law. Of course, it is the town board's prerogative to go through that and tell me if you want to change any of those. And that's where you're at a good point.
All right, I think so at this time we'll be read the resolution of the board and then go through?
No, you have to do seeker first.
All right. You want to lead us in that?
Well, that's my question, is you have before you part two.
Yep.
Part two has the, I think, 11 questions through it that I answered no or small impact. Mm-hmm. If you would like, I can go through each of the questions and have the board answer them, or if the board is comfortable with what they have before it, the board can just turn around and issue a negative declaration.
The responses of 1 through 11 in part 2 all being another small impact.
I would agree with that. I'm comfortable.
All right.
Well,
and that is the board is comfortable. I'm sorry.
I didn't know what that.
What did he say?
He said he's comfortable with it.
Just accepting it as a negative impact?
Well, I didn't ask that question yet.
Okay.
No. I believe he was comfortable with the answer to 1 through 11 being a no or small impact.
Yes, I agree.
then the next question is on part three, which is the following page, indicates that the board determined to advocate the hard level under seeker, but there will be no significant environmental impact and will issue a negative declaration. Is that the board's prerogative here?
Yes.
So at that point, Mr. Supervisor, you go to the resolution, and in the resolution, the adoption resolution, you are also issuing the negative declaration.
So we don't have to move separately?
No, nope, one resolution.
All right, then I shall ask the clerk to read the resolution in the record.
Resolution Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2021, repealing Section 102-1 and replacing with new Section 102-1 of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, would repeal the existing Section 102-1 of the Code of the Town of Moreau in its entirety and replace it with new Section 102-1, allowing the town park hours to be set by resolution of the Town Board. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2021 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners, and whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the Board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law, and whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed action of Local Law Number 3 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on October 26, 2021, at the Town Municipal Complex, and whereas the Board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the Board, serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SECR, reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 3 of 2021, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 3 of 2021, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And that will become effective upon filing with the Secretary. Agenda item 4 is proposed local law number 4 of 2021, and this is in relation to solar energy system pilot law. And earlier this evening, we held a public hearing on this proposal, and just to reiterate for regular meeting, anybody who may just be joining us, the background on this is New York State mandates that assessor offices accept form RP 487 solar and wind exemptions. And what this exemption, what it does is it exempts the value of all real property associated with solar projects from property taxes for 15 years. And this is something that was enacted by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. A while back, previous governor, in an effort to put forward this program where the state would rely more heavily on renewable energy, and it was referred to as the Go Green Plan, and the purpose was to put in place a pilot option that alleviates the tax burden of solar projects, allowing them to be monetarily feasible to build and operate. Under that Go Green Plan, you didn't have the state subsidies. It would not, those types of projects would not be feasible for investors. So to ensure that no tax dollars are lost, the town municipalities across the state are able to enter into pilot agreements with solar developers or system owners. And under these pilots, the town will collect money in annual payments. Obviously, they can't see the amount of taxes that would have been owed without the exemption in place. Typically, pilots are negotiated for 15-year durations with language that allows them to be exempt for additional 10 years after 15. Taxing jurisdictions have the option under state law to opt out of accepting this exemption and allow solar farms to be fully taxable. The town board did not exercise the option to opt out. And not only the town of Monroe, Saratoga County, and Southwest Fall Center School District have not exercised that option. However, the school district of Hudson Falls has opted out, and that's significant because, at least of the companies located in our industrial park, because the industrial park is located in Hudson Falls School District, and they opted out back in 1991.
So, is the entire industrial park within the Hudson Falls School District?
Yes.
Okay.
So, would you like to add to that, Leah? I don't want to.
You can sum it up.
Okay. Anything, Councilor, that you need to add?
No. It's just the same process that we go through as the last one.
So, would the board like to move this forward at this time? The reason that we're actually in this position to get this completed is that we do have a proposed solar project before the planning board that would be located in the industrial park. So that's why we need to move forward on this.
So we should move forward, in my opinion.
Any speaker?
Resolution, Town Board, Town of Monroe, subject to adoption of Local Law 4 of 2021, adding solar energy system pilot law to the code of the Town of Monroe. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Monroe is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 4 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, would add solar energy system pilot law of the Town of Monroe, New York, to the code of the Town of Monroe. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law 4 of 2021 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of the town residents and property owners. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law 4 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law, And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 4 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on October 26, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the Board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the Board, serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SECA, reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 4 of 2021, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 4 of 2021. Be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration. And be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the Town Clerk and the Attorney for the Town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law, and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Again, this will be a full force effect once filed with the Department of State. Next item I have is for discussion this evening. You have before, I think all board members received a copy of this. In talking with our assessor, she brought a recommendation to me in relation to the senior citizens low income property tax exemption. Town of Monroe has one. It was initially acted by the town of Monroe in 1967, and after that, income limit has been increased 9 times over the years. With the last time the adjustment was made was 1996, and the established scale in 96 was set with a baseline of approximately a 50% reduction, with a threshold of $17,500. Those who qualify for this program, they have to be 65 years or older. The home in which the exemption is sought must be the primary residence of the senior. Income of all owners and owner spouses must fall within the established scale. They must have resided in this home at least 1 year prior to the initial application or have an exemption at a prior residence in the town. There's requirements for proof of income eligibility, and the reason that I'm bringing this to the board this evening is it's something we want to do for the 2023 tax year. We have to get it on the books before the end of this year. Why should we be looking at this now? Value of the dollar, this would be a COLA. The median household home incomes have increased in the past 21 years. For example, in 1996, federal poverty guidelines for household of two was 10,360. In 2021, it's increased to 17,420. And the median household income in New York State compared year to year. Back in 2000 was 40,536, 2019, 73,706. I can tell you that it's actually higher than that in Saratoga County. We have the highest household median income in all of upstate outside the metropolitan area at over $84,000 just Saratoga County leads the way in that. So, because this has not been adjusted in all these years, I thought it was something the town should consider. I'm going to be bringing it up at the county level as well before the end of the year. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our assessor to either add anything that you think is important that I left out or answer any questions that the board may have specific to this proposal.
I am very much looking forward to hopefully implementing this. Like Hud said, the scale hasn't been adjusted in 25 years, and obviously we know the value of money has changed drastically. This exemption is going to be most helpful to our seniors that need it the most. The goal is to keep them in their homes as long as we can with a reduction in property taxes if they need it. Currently, we have 101 seniors on this program. I don't know how many will come on board after being implemented. We are very willing and looking forward to helping all those seniors though. And obviously any questions that seniors have or for you, you can answer those in the office, specifics to what income counts and what doesn't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we've seen in the past several months with inflation, high fuel costs, home heating bills, it's time. This is, if there ever was an appropriate time, the time is now to address that. And so what this would be doing is increasing threshold to
32,400. Correct.
And if you take a look at, right now the county does it, but the threshold is 15,000, which I think is really a small number, which is why I'd like to look at that countywide. And the school district just adopted a new level to 24,000?
Correct. So we will be matching the school district. To receive the maximum 50% off your assessed value, you have to make below 24,000. To receive anything off of your assessed value, you have to make below the 32,400, and that will get you 5%. The school district just had a public hearing last week, and they'll be voting next month to adopt it by resolution.
Yeah, if you look at some of the regional schools and municipalities, Boston Spas at 24,000, Shenandoah is at 29,000, Saratoga Springs is at 29,000, Skylarville School is at 29,000, Town of Wilton is at 24,000. We're very similar to the Town of Wilton in the number of seniors and other characteristics. Town of Malta is at 18,500, Greenfield is at 15,000, Town of Providence and Town of Hafen are both at 29,000. So I think that it's something that has the ability to help those most in need, especially the young citizens, allow them to stay in their homes, they can be independent, rather than having to be forced out to give them their property taxes to see what's going on. So we would have to set a public hearing on that. Do we have the draft language or not?
We do. We have the draft language and you have the draft notice of public hearing.
Yeah. So we'd have to, by resolution, establish a public hearing. If the board wants to move forward with that, my recommendation would be to hold it on November 4th. Because we're going to have a budget on that same day.
Yeah, will that give you enough time to publish?
Exactly. Next Thursday.
5 days notice for this? Yes. Yes.
That's fine.
We actually have to do something, but it is important.
Don't have the budget for this.
Oh, okay. So, is that something the board would like to
hear? Yeah. Yes, I'd like to move forward.
All right. So, I would entertain a motion. To establish a public hearing on the senior citizen number of property tax law amendment exemption to our code. For November 4th at 5:45, presuming we're going to schedule the budget at 6.
The 4th?
Yeah, the 4th.
Yeah.
bring that forward.
Thank you. We're not going to stand.
It only gets
better. That'll happen early.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Item 6 on the agenda is the town hall generator, our backup generator that's behind the building here. As the board is aware, we have a service agreement with the TAP. And basically check it out, do routine maintenance as necessary. And it did not start the last time it was tested. And we have an estimate for repair for it. I think the board has a copy of it. The estimate for the repair is $1,228. And if you look at the actual cost of the parts, it appears that the parts are $168.87 under miscellaneous and $22.15, which is a pretty good repair for the part. Our service contract is $1,228. So obviously this is something that needs to be addressed, but the labor in that quote is $824, and you know, I tried to reach out, I did reach out to the highway superintendent and hear back. Let's see, we have a mechanic who works on that ordinance, let's see if that was something they would be able to swap out or something, save up the mileage. But I think that, so I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Not okay now.
I'm not sure. I think it was slow to start.
There's a write up somewhere in this.
Thank you.
that would be better, but I guess the correspondence went to you, and not to the engineering board.
Very possibly. So I have to do with Walmart that was discussed for full storage of equipment at the rec. I'm having conversations with Peter, our regulator, was to get three apples-to-apples quotes for a building. He reached out to Curtis Lumber, Versa Two Building Systems, and DIY Pole Barns. Curtis Lumber came in at the lowest price for the actual package of $12,684.47. Versa Two Building Systems had a price quote of $18,186, and DIY Pole Barns had a price quote of $18,659.28. This was something that was budgeted for this year, and he's been concerned about the building on this, and we've had discussions, and the rec department will provide the labor. He's reached out to a couple different individuals to act as clerk of the works to oversee the project. We don't have a price on that yet, but what I told him was get the materials to get them there so that we can at least have it on site to get started as soon as we can act on it. These were the prices, and I'd like to move forward with purchasing the building materials for this full storage building from Curtis Lumber, and his recommendation from Curtis Lumber, $12,684.47. And it's for a 24 by 34 pole barn cap. And it has metal siding and moving. That's for use of equipment storage at the Heritage Art Park.
Second. Oops, sorry. So a couple of thoughts on that. We don't have the necessary skilled labor to erect that, in my opinion, in a timely fashion, number one. Number two, this will be coming out of the capital fund, which means it's subject to a permissive referendum, which would put potential public hearing right around Thanksgiving holidays. I've been on the board in a different capacity than previous administrations used to schedule public hearings around the holiday. I think it's unfair to our residents, but it's a service to them, number one. Number two, we budgeted for it in next year's budget. And I don't think we should.
I thought it was pulled out because
it's back.
Okay.
So rather than being rushed, my recommendation would be that we address this in the 2022 year.
I guess I forgot how many to put in this year's the 2022 budget. If our equipment isn't going to be damaged by lack of storage, I guess, we don't need it this year. We can. I do want to wait till 2022.
And just for the record, this was budgeted for this year and the budget for last year. So there is a commitment by the board to provide that funding because we've got it in this year's budget. Next year's budget. I think it would be more appropriate to take it up. And we need to get definitive costs on it. We're going to have to hire outside labor to do it. We've got to pay prevailing wage. There's more to the cost than just the $12,000. So I think we need to be provided more information to have a viable project so that gets to completion in a timely fashion. So my recommendation would be that we take this up after the year.
But being this late in the season, I'd never agree with you. Rather than trying to rush something through, as soon as the frost is out the ground in the spring, I'd like to see us get on this, follow it through, and get it done. So I tend to agree it's kind of kind of late, you know, late in the season. And once again, you know, we're going to have somebody, a contractor, to put this thing up. It's something I think that needs some expertise. Like you talked about, if we're going to work, we'll hire a contractor that's got to put this work, put this thing up, get this thing done right. And right now, we'd be rushing the thing, and it's just going to be crossing down or do something. So I think maybe we'll spring.
As long as it's in the budget for next year, there you go.
Move it that way. That's fine. Everybody?
Are you withdrawing your motion?
I guess I am.
Just to add, Mr. Olszewski is not online, and he has a comment here that says here that it is in the budget for 2022, and there'll be no issue with storing equipment under the one of the pavilions.
Part 7A is a different answer than we're used to. Are you guess my question, Mr. Supervisor, is do you want to report with the doing seeker tonight?
Hearing from the board, we would like to.
I'm sure.
Okay. So if you want to, we can go through part one. Part one describes the project and has been prepared by the group as the engineer. And we can go through each of the questions in part one if you want to change any of them. But if you have reviewed them and are accepting to the way they've been answered, you can go right on to part two.
Good.
So do you want to go right on to part two?
Okay.
So part two, if you look at everything has been marked again as a no or small impact except 7A. 7A says, will the proposed action impact existing public-private water supplies? And that has been marked as moderate to large impact may occur. It may occur in a positive way, though. If you look at part three, it explains what that means, because the proposed project is a watering extension project and obviously therefore will have an impact on the public water supply. By extending the water main, additional users within the existing water district will have the opportunity to connect to the public water supply. It will be brought up to code. All current state and county codes will be met. DOH is reviewing it and will be the one issuing permits. So it is the engineer has prepared this and indicates that there should be no significant adverse environmental impacts. And again, that's up to the board to make that determination. So I will leave it to you now to identify whether you want to, again, go through those questions or if you are accepting with all of the determinations set forth before you.
I'm accepting the determinations before us.
I'm accepting the determinations made before me.
So then what you would do is you would want a resolution indicating that there is no significant environmental impact and that the board wishes to issue a negative declaration under SECRE. The board, as lead agency, wants to issue a negative declaration under SECRE. That would be your motion.
So moved.
Right.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we're all set on that project for now.
Yes, I will advise Mr. Rose that that passed, and we will follow up with that application and move forward.
I have been getting several calls from the property owner. So, should everybody be on tonight?
Yes.
All right, Water Department agenda item number 9, couple items. The first one is the board should receive correspondence. Actually, the clerk received it. The board should have gotten copies from my office regarding the letter from the Office of State Controller that was dated October 25th, the county received the order of the town board consolidating the water districts above. Number one, just wanted to report that for the record. Also, we have the water ordinance before us. Back, I don't know how long ago, on the first draft, I asked the department heads and board members to review, and we provided a red line copy based on the comments we received back. Those were incorporated in the document. I resent it, I think it was today or yesterday to our department. I think I sent the board members as well electronically with those changes and asking if anybody has any more input in. So I don't know if at this time the board has any comments or recommended changes. I'd like to keep the ball rolling on this, which it's critical to keep on the consolidation timeline for our water districts. So with that, we would have to establish a public hearing on that for adoption.
If you are ready to set the public hearing, you would do the same thing you've done earlier today. So I don't believe we have to draft to make a public hearing, but I can put that together and send it out.
All right, so we just needed a resolution establishing a public hearing.
Yes.
Is that the board wants to do? So, my recommendation, I had no idea what kind of interest that any of there will be. We have a public hearing for November 4th at 5:45. Is that too close?
I was saying it was a November 9th board meeting.
So,
is that okay?
Is it before the board meeting?
Right.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. That's just 5 days afterwards.
Yeah, so that's 7 p.m., so 6:45. Does that work pretty good?
Sure.
Tonight? Yes.
Yeah. That would be local law number 6.
Busy couple
of
months.
So.
What time did you set that for? 6:45. You need a motion to do that?
Yes. October to October, which is good. And we will have to determine what we want to do with our excess sales tax at our next board meeting, probably. Which one we want to go to, and I'll make you aware of that number as we get closer to the end of the year. Very good news. As you all know, our good portion of our budget is relies on sales tax. So anytime that's growing and that's shrinking, that's very good news for our residents. You had a request, I think you required that we act on council member movement in relation to barricades.
Sure.
Did you get an answer on that? Or?
I didn't. I wonder if Alex Kutan was going to maybe reach out to for tonight. But so over here, the neighborhood in which I live, there's been somebody likes to host a Halloween parade on Halloween, and it requires the board to approve the block party granting a request of that. A neighbor of ours has requested to the mine, requested to do it this year. It would be Halloween, October 31st. A small portion of Jerome Lane would be closed off where Jerome meets Pine Valley, down to where Jerome meets Conway Road. All the neighbors are aware. At this point, it's probably the fourth year or so that it's happened. They look forward to it. We invite the whole neighborhood over to take part. Become kind of a Halloween tradition in the neighborhood. Adults are near the barricades in case any emergency vehicles have to go through. There's really like 4 or 5 houses that it affects, but no neighbors have had any issues to date with it. So the request is to do it again this year, seeking board approval to grant the block parade request.
And of course, the resolution. Is that a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to the board pool for the Black Party request October 31st. Portion of the drone lane goes from about 4 until 6 p.m.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Good with that?
Yes, the children can have all the thanks to you guys.
And all I have left under supervisor items is just an update. If you recall, we had a request for a street light on the corner of Route 9 Blanchard, and as the board is well aware, it required a creation of lighting district. I also asked how the superintendent to reach out to the superintendent or the county resident engineer for Saratoga County for their CDOT. He's highway superintendent did speak with the engineer. He spoke with traffic safety. He said he was covering the National Grid work order with the state, but the town has to pay for cost. So before I reach out to the property owner, what is the mechanics of creating lighting district? Is it not the onus of the zones in the area?
I have to look at that. It's been such a long time since we've created a district. But all right, I'll put that in mind.
Yeah, like before I reach out to her.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So I have to supervise items. So we do require an executive session for the purpose of.
Committee reports?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't. Sorry about that.
Well, just as far as the rent goes, they had the Halloween bash this last week. That was a huge success. One of the volunteers had a spooked up the woods for the haunted hayride. And I think it really true. And it was quite busy down there, even at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. In regards to buildings and grounds, apparently there's still an issue with the hot water heater there in this building. They're trying to get it repaired. It looks like they had to order another part for it, but it should be repaired soon.
Yeah, the part of the issue with that is that the building was constructed. Nobody put in place any kind of regulating
to try to fix some of the lights that are out here in the hall. But what I see in there is that they have the old bulbs and looking to dispose of them. And it's, I'm assuming the mercury, probably CFL, which would have mercury in them. Do you have an idea where those could go?
I don't know where those would go. Pretty sure that's how much the transfer station. That would be illegal. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know maybe with the county recycling, maybe they'd have an in or if they had an idea there.
I can look into it, but let's see. That's, I thought they did have a
tree. I think the CFL did.
Oh, the old one?
Yeah. And I'm assuming that that's what they still are. Or, you know, fluorescent light bulb has mercury with that. LEDs do not. And I think that we're trying to convert all to LEDs, but I don't think that okay. All of that.
Well, I didn't think of public works. Or the public works, if you see the converters with that. And report that?
Yeah, you can let me know just a phone call is fine.
Okay.
Or fax the email.
Anything else?
No.
Any other questions?
Just a very brief update on the technology. So, our new thing did finally show up. Spectrum is on site. But we may be getting the circuits installed here sooner than later. I guess they're working on some permitting with National Grid. But that will let us implement the phone system and connect all of the offices in one phone system. That's going to make calling a lot easier for residents to call and not have to hang up and dial the number. They can just, you know, extension dial off the cord or highway route. Okay, update to that progressive.
Thank you. All right, so I will need an executive session for the purpose of receiving an update on our contract negotiations with the City of Glens Falls in relation to sewer capacity, and we will be receiving an update from our sewer team, special counsel, and engineer as part of that executive session.
Yeah, I think Alan would like to discuss the unnamed employee, the history, the employment history of unnamed employee.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. All right, let me get this.
I don't think I'll close this up here.
Okay, ready?
Perfect. Okay. All right. All right, we're out of the executive session, and that the record reflect that no action was taken in executive session. So at this time, we're at item 13, which is other business, and I need to request from the board set the public hearing on the town budget. My recommendation would be to do it on November 4th at 6 p.m. The preliminary budget was released this afternoon, so it's close enough.
Okay. So, you need a... So moved for November 4th at 6 p.m. for the budget hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any other news?
Yeah, I've got... it's been 2 years that our solar law. I'd love to maybe if we could set another workshop for solar law. I think we are not the people who would like to take advantage of solar in the town. Also, the people who came out, the 3,400 people who made comments, signed petitions, came into the public hearing. I think we owe them to get to keep this thing moving we're stuck on a couple points. We should be able to sit down, hammer them out, get something done. But I can see if it's very scheduled a workshop.
I'd like to get through the, we've got some, several public hearings coming up.
I think I've openly shared my position. I may need to be something scheduled, but I also would like to see us get through budget. If
regards to that, and I understand what JD is saying, my thought was, and somebody brought it up about overlays, maybe we could get together and talk about that or have some further interaction with that, whether it's going to be a workshop or wherever. It'd be nice to have a better understanding of how it could work and where it could work. I feel like it, but I'm also, you know, thinking that for me, it, with my time and my schedule, it's going to be probably after or even our next board meeting. I don't know that I can fit it in other than what we have going on right now.
Okay, why don't we say that maybe our next board meeting we'll schedule a solo workshop for the 2 days and nine. How's that sound?
Yeah, okay.
That's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll get
that. Any other business? If not, privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard? Do we have anybody online?
There's nobody online. Wow.
All right, this leaves us very. And then, agenda 15, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you get a second on that?
I think JD did.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, everyone.